Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 9. After every chapter, we are getting stronger and stronger into marketing of financial service. In the previous chapter, we saw how to craft an USP. Before that, we saw how to design our products and services. Now we are all set to go into our territory, but going into the territory does not ensure successful marketing as well as management of financial services. So both successful marketing and management of financial services can happen by strategic sales force management. For strategic sales force management, we'll have to first design our sales territory and manage our sales force in such a way that we not only win over the customer, but we increase the market share of our products and services. So in this chapter, we are going to understand the importance of establishing a sales territory. So sales territory has to be effectively established, and once a sales territory has been established, it has to be managed strategically. So what do you mean by sales territory? What do we mean by strategic sales force management? These two important aspects of marketing of financial services is being learned in this chapter. Managing the sales force involves recruiting the right number of salespeople, giving them proper training. Once they are trained, they are directly sent onto the field, which we call it as sales territory. And for this reason, we have to design our sales territory in such a way that our territory has adequate resources. When we talk about resources, it involves the salesperson as well as the products and services with a strong USP. This designing of sales territory with powerful resources can lead to higher sales as well as profitability of the organization only and only with proper control, which involves the management of the sales force as well as the sales territory, with reduction in cost, increase in revenue. The design of sales force strategy should be based on how to serve the customer. Your resource should be adequate, which means neither less or excess. So this balancing act has to be done by the sales manager, and hence design of a Salesforce strategy should be based on the basic requirement, that is serving the customer. Various types of bank branches in terms of banks or other delivery channels in terms of other financial service providers will require different sales teams to cater to the needs of the customer. So the basic point is, a sales territory has to have salespersons. And what should be the qualities of a good salesperson? A salesperson should be multifaceted, means he should have more qualities, all aimed at serving the customer. The number one good quality a salesperson should have, that he should love what he does. He should always display enthusiasm, because any customer will always prefer a person with enthusiasm, a person with high energy level approaching him. The second important quality of a good salesperson should be persistence. When we talk about persistence, it is not necessary that every customer will give an order in the first go itself. But as we have seen, the scientific approaches of sales process, a follow-up a review has to be on a continuous basis. And this can be done only if the salesperson is persistent. Salesperson has to take initiative, because he is the person who wants to approach the customer, serve the customer. And if he wants business, he should take initiative. So he should not wait for the customer to approach him. Whether he takes the initiative or the customer approaches him, the good salesperson should have self-confidence. He should have knowledge about the products and services. He should have mastery on communication and soft skills, so that he understands the needs and wants and confidently recommends the customer what he needs and wants. And that's not all. Once the customer decides to buy, he should be doing the after-sales service also. So that confidence level has to be seen visible in different stages of a sales process. And the most important quality of a good salesperson would be his job commitment. So job commitment simply means he should not feel that he is pushed into it. He has loved this sales profession because he has interest in it. He has passion to serve the customers. And once he considers a person as a customer, the customer is having a very, very high importance. He has decided to serve the customer, so he should be committed for fulfilling his role. And for fulfilling his role, he has to be committed to job. And once he is committed to job, he will ensure that he performs his role with enthusiasm, with self-confidence, and everything that will be useful for the customer. So these are the basic qualities of a good salesperson. Once again, these are not exhaustive. Based on the type of market, based on the type of customer, a salesperson has to add some more qualities to do his role better. So how can such a good salesperson be recruited or selected by a marketing service organization or a marketing service provider? The first and the most important test that needs to be made is sales aptitude, because many people have some sort of fear, have some sort of notion that they don't want to do a sales job. They typically want to sit in an office on a chair and a desk, and they don't want to go out on the field and work. So that is the first thing that needs to be ascertained, that that person has a sales aptitude. That person has a commitment to serve the customer. The second important selection process should involve is the analytical and organization skills. Because here it is not just that take something from the shelf and serve it. The salesperson has to analyze the needs and wants. He should be able to organize his resources to bring out what is needed for the customer. And for this, the third important trait that has to be tested in the good salesperson is the personality trait. A salesperson should be an all-weather salesperson. He should not have a mood of his own, but he should be able to adjust to the moods of the customer. His personality should be in such that any person, any customer, right from a child to an elderly person, he should be able to adapt, mingle with them, to share whatever good USPs of the products and services are there, to match their needs with the products and services. Then only he would be able to be a winning salesperson. And once again here, this is not exhaustive. Based on the type of product, based on the vision and goals of the organization, any other characteristics needs to be tested in a selection process, by which the financial service provider would be sure that the new recruit would be a best fit and enhance the productivity of the existing sales team. A salesperson will not just work he needs to be compensated. So compensation plays an important role in retaining the right talent over a longer period of time. The sales force management should offer right training as well as compensation, because the salesperson is coming with a sales cat over a period, at a particular period of time, at a particular point of time. As the products and services offered are innovative and creative, the salesperson should also be groomed to upgrade his skills, upgrade his knowledge. And at the same time, since the living standards are increasing over a period of time, in order to maintain his lifestyle, in order to maintain his living standards, he should also be provided with right compensation. So that serves as a big motivation for him to pour in everything that he has for the organization as well as for the customer. Salespersons are supervised by the team leaders, and team leaders are in turn supervised by the branch staff. That is how the field is directly integrated with the branch level. Basic objective of supervision is to ensure that action plans are implemented and aligned with the marketing goals and objectives. So anything that is left on its own will have a haphazard result. But anything that is supervised to ensure that action plans are actually implemented as per the goals will definitely give fruitful results. The next important thing is evaluating the firm salespeople. Evaluation is very important. The periodicity of evaluation is very important. Evaluating sales team's performance is key to ensuring that sales team is ready to deliver maximum performance and result, irrespective of the demand. And this process requires good feedback at all periods of time, at peak period as well as during the slack periods. Only then effective sales team management can happen, effective strategic sales force management can happen. So now, having understood how should be a salesperson, what we mean by sales territory, now let us understand how to design a sales territory. Because a correct design of sales territory will fetch the results as desired. A wrong design of sales territory will never give the desired results. So for designing a correct sales territory, we require a correct allocation of resource. And when we talk in terms of resource, a salesperson is the main resource for sales territory. Correct allocation of resources based on their abilities and impactfulness is the key for designing an effective sales territory. An optimum sales territory planning can reduce the sales cost, bring better coordination with the sales force, generate high quality performance, and will also help the sales manager to evaluate the sales performance and deploy corrective mechanisms for further improvement. Here the important word is optimum, and the optimum is connected with so many terms, including cost reduction, including better coordination, including high quality performance and corrective mechanisms. So continuous improvement along with right resource for the right action will help the sales territory achieve the optimistic goals. So in territory planning, one has to keep in mind the tremendous effect the territory design can have. So one has to ask certain questions to ascertain whether there is a correct territory planning or not. And what are these questions to be asked? Number one, whether the design has equal workload for each employee. Whether the territory design provide adequate income opportunities. Third question, whether territory design has a good distribution of existing accounts. Fourth question, whether the territory design will allow easy travel time management. In short, all these questions should be focusing on whether the territory is utilized optimally, whether the resources of the territory are utilized optimally. And once you get all positive answers for optimum utilization of your territory, one can consider the territory planning is absolutely correct. Your goal should be to provide your salespeople with an energetic and motivating environment. If the territory design does not provide for the balance, then there is a danger of destruction of motivation and goodwill that is already built. And while designing the sales territory, the first step is to select a geographical control unit as a territorial base so that all the other units can be monitored from this particular geographical control unit, which is a territory base. So after the first step to select a geographical control unit as a territorial base, you get a proper feeling of a sales territory. The territorial sales force structure is a sales force organization that assigns each salesperson to an exclusive geographic area. Each salesperson is aware about what his role is. Each salesperson sells the company's full line products and services to all the customers in that territory. Each salesperson gathers information and the feedback of the customer to provide it to the company. So that is the importance of a territorial sales force structure and the actual role played by the salesperson. Once a sales force structure has been designed, the second step would be to determine the location and the potential of present and prospective customers. Because the sales force should be able to penetrate the market, the penetration of market happens only with knowing the potential of present and prospective customer within each selected control unit with the help of sources such as the customer database, the classified telecom directories, the trade directories, the city directories. In terms of digital, we have different phase groups and any other digital platforms where you can gather the information about the present and prospective customers. The third step is to combine small geographic area based on the number of calls a salesperson is expected to make. One can even break down the whole market into equal segment and appoint a salesperson for managing each segment. So ensure that each segment is served and there is a timely communication between the organization and the customer. The final step is like a review mechanism in which the tentative territories may require some modification or adjustment to cover the difficulty faced in reaching to the maximum customers and other special considerations. Once this review is done, there will be a definitely refinement of the sales force as well as the territory. Sales managers are also using computers and mapping softwares to design and realign their sales territory. This methodology helps in depth understanding of the sales territory and in presenting it in easy and understandable geographic way with the help of technology. Now, the next important aspect of strategic sales force management is assigning sales people to territory. We require the right people for the right location based on the abilities as well as the track record. Both are essential. Of the salesperson, the sales territory are assigned to the individual salesperson. Each person has different capability, and based on the capabilities, that target market should be serviced. Salespersons are required to assess the sales potential and accordingly bring it to the notice of sales manager for revising the sales territory and remove the out-of-date measures. So this refinement will increase the effectiveness of the sales territory. After assigning sales territory to the salesperson, a sales plan should be prepared. It should be put in paper to direct the salesperson. This sales plan has to be aligned with the marketing plan and the other decisions taken by the top marketing professionals. This plan has to be put in paper to direct the salesperson as to how they should cover his territory. In addition to routing the salespersons, the sales plan should also focus on scheduling their time, as mismanagement of time can unnecessarily increase the cost. It gives rise to increase in the field selling cost. So that is how the effective management of sales territory can happen. So having understood how to design a sales territory, how to manage a sales territory, let us understand some advantage of a sales territory. The sales manager can plan better market coverage, effective deployment of Salesforce, and efficient distribution of workload. These are the most important advantages of effective sales territory management. The most important aspect of any sales objective is a wider coverage of the market. The second important aspect is to have an effective deployment of Salesforce so that they are not idle. And whatever work they actually do, that will result into conversions and increase in the revenue of the organization. And it should not be done on a bias. The resource should not be used with favorisms. There has to be efficient distribution of workload as well. The performance of the sales force can also be validated, and the sales territory may also be revised if need be. This is the second important advantage. You come to know how exactly the sales force are performing, whether there is a need for improvement, whether there is a need for fine tuning. This can be very, very nicely done with the help of sales territory management. The next advantage of a sales territory is proper design of sales territory also helps the company to control both direct cost as well as indirect cost. Because you incur cost that is required and you reduce or eliminate cost that is not required. There is a great opportunity of serving the customers better because of restricting the sales force to a specific geographical location. This we have seen when we are discussing organization structure or design on the basis of geography. Sales territory also have tremendous impact on the sales manager's ability to target key customers and prospects. Second important impact is the results of one's sales efforts can be improved. The well-being and success of each of the salespeople can be ensured, and the future of the company would always be growing with prosperity. When it is that a company does not design a sales territory, yes, sales territory is good, it has advantages, but it is not necessary that every company should have a sales territory because of certain reasons. Let us understand in which circumstances a company need not design a sales territory. More specifically, in case of small or medium-sized companies, they may not have sales territories, but they must try to connect with customers on the basis of personal relationships. Some of the branches may be scattered over a vast geographic regions, and so it may not be possible to plan out sales territories in such vast regions. However, if the customers are to be tapped at multiple locations, then the concepts of sales territory may not hold good. So whether to design a sales territory or not is purely based on the need of designing it. Then only you can get the best results out of designing or not designing a sales territory. Thank you.